Damn, Cody, everybody be liking what we're doing with this Bullhorn app.
Yeah, what's not to like, man? You get to text, you get to call in, you get to run your mouth with your favorites every episode.
Man, we love it. I love the interaction we get in with our listeners. Guys, if you guys want to become a part of your favorite podcast, download the app, bullhorn.fm, your podcast app. Oh, snap, Cody, we have made it.
Oh, man, Luke, it feels so good. I'm finally a somebody.
Man, I'll tell you what. Our boys over at Tito Knives have came through and made our own backcountry rolls.
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and now ultra fly.
Oh, snap. I like that little saying. Man, now's the time to go on their website. Check out what they got on their inventory. Right now, they got our own backcountry rolls, Gladiators Unleashed. It's sexy, bro. Sexy. And once you get done purchasing your own backcountry rolls, make sure you post this on the gram. And guess what? Some lucky winner is going to get some swag to their door.
Type in that code GU15. Save 15% off your entire purchase.
Oh, shit. What was that saying you just said?
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and ultra fly player. You hear that, Luke? That sounds like America.
America.
And tell me how you show your patriotic spirit.
And I show mine by getting my own custom American flag from Walls to Walls at JeremyWalls81 on the IG. He's been with us from day one. And now he is giving all our listeners 20% off all custom flags. But it just don't stop there. He's also giving people free shipping.
20% off and free shipping. I'm going to order two just so I can flex on my commie neighbors.
Of course you would. That would be you, totally. Hey, that's a great idea, though. Show your patrons. Check them out. Jeremy Walls, 81. Slide in his DMs. Tell him that you want one of those custom flags, what GUB rocking. Get your own custom.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of awesome.
Check him out. This podcast is brought to you by Kafaro International. It's gear for life.
Extreme hunting products, packs, frames, tents, shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, and more.
Did I mention it's American made?
Love it, America.
America. Hey, guys, check them out. It's kafaro.net.
Are we turning on or what?
Yeah, we're going. Shut up.
God damn, dude.
We rolling.
Hang on real quick. Not yet, not yet.
You tell me, not yet, not yet.
Oh, I didn't know we could hear the intro.
Oh, you got it all. Yeah. I do everything raw.
Nice.
Yep.
That's raw.
Come on, Tina. Hey, you said raw. I'm on the air. Everything
raw. No, you're not.
Not yet. Well, we might be live. Are you live yet, Cody? Not yet. God damn, dude. Amateur hour.
Oh, you liking that, huh?
Yes. This one is the smoothest bourbon I've ever had.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you ready?
That's the stuff
hit
they make.
It, dude.
Yeah, they make it about 8 miles from our house.
Yeah, it's smoothest bourbon I've ever had.
This is jacking me up here.
Sounds like it.
All right, shut up.
We good?
4, 3, 2, 1.
Jesus, I need a countdown by Cody. Job security. Oh, what up, what up, what up? Come on, Tina. Be so mean to me. All right, we back, and God damn it, don't ever say I'm a man of my word, people. I am a man of my word.
Obviously.
So, we got a little special episode for you guys all listening. Episode 81, can you believe it, Justin?
I can.
We got the champ here, Justin the Highlight Gagey. We also got Skinny Cody. Hey, Skinny Cody in the house. I'm actually getting tattooed as we speak right now. So that's what, it's kind of crazy. You guys heard it. You guys seen it on the IG. It's happening. I'm doing a bet. But first, before we get into this, I got to talk about my guests here in the studio tonight. Danny and Tina, all the way from Kentucky. They are loyal listeners, and we were talking about tattoos, I don't know, shit, a while back.
It was a while back.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe even like 50, episodes 50, 60s. And he hit me up, he's like, hey, my smoking hot wife, she's a tattoo artist.
And I did say that, actually.
And I said, all right, let me check her ID. And God damn it, Not only is she smoking hot, she can tattoo good, you know? So, yeah, this is cool. It's just kind of crazy because when he said, you know, we're going to come down to Elk Hunt and we'll set it up, I said, hell yeah, let's do it. And how this all happened was Justin was getting ready to fight, first fight back, first sports back since COVID. We were fighting in Florida. Put that in your mouth. Let's talk on it. Yeah. Yep. And we were at the dinner table, actually.
I was just thinking right before this started.
I think
it was in the locker room.
Yeah, it was at the dinner table, and we were talking about the internet and how they're all making you all jacked as a baby and everything. And I was like, we were all like, we love this picture of Justin, and we were dying laughing. We're like, dude, this is the best picture ever.
Luke's drinking.
Well, yeah, weird, right?
Yeah, that was weird.
So I was already like, I don't know, maybe 9 to 10 whiskeys in. And as a coach, you know, you believe in your fighter. You want to give him every inch possible of weight, Tina. Easy.
Well, you remember it started, you were going to get Marcus's. You're like, dude, that'll be cool. I'm going to get Marcus's name on me.
Yep.
And then I hit you up to tell you, hey, we're leaving Saturday. And you're like, change the plans.
Yep.
And he sent me the picture. And I was like, I looked at my watch because in Kentucky time it was like 2. So I was like, it's noon. Luke's not drinking yet.
So, very, very true. Very true. Yeah.
I was like, what's noon their time? And I texted her and she thought I was joking at first. And she said, yeah, I can do it.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, and that's what, because we were talking about tattoos and I said, I want to get Marcus on my form. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I better pay my debt first. It is, what a perfect tattoo, though, right?
It is good. It is good.
We're at the dinner table. Nine whiskeys deep.
And, you know, I said, Justin, I tell you what. Unless it was like Ben, Trevor, and I think Marcus was there. Yep. Yeah, and we're like, Justin, if you beat Tony and get that belt, I'll get that tattoo on me. You know?
Yeah.
Not really thinking through, right?
Bet.
He goes, bet.
Immediately?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which I knew. I was like, yeah, what's the worst thing that could happen? He's going to win. I get tattooed, right? That's a win-win for everybody. But realistically, now that I'm looking down at my shin, I get to see Justin every fucking day. Well, this was kind of the problem, though, when I decided I got to pay my debt, right?
Right.
Where am I going to put this at?
Well, dude, when you sent it to me, I was like, where do you want this?
Yeah. I told him to put it on his foot, on top of his foot.
I could have done that.
Oh yeah,
but have been good, huh?
But even a little bit higher, like where your ankle bends, right there.
Yeah, this is the best spot for it.
We're trying to pick the most painful spot.
That would hurt, but it would be awesome.
It would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Mm-mm.
I was like, you could wear socks and cover it up. You can go to church, and you could.
You could.
No, I can wear pants and cover this bitch.
You could got it right on your knee, dude. So anytime you need somebody, be Justin's face.
Well, that's like, you know. So I thought I'll get little Mijo on my chin, right? So when I kick people and they're like, damn, that hurt. I'll be like, yeah, the Justin Gaethje kick.
Well, dude, it's funny. I didn't know that was the fight that you guys bet on because when I came in, I told him, I said, dude, I was watching that Ferguson fight at the barbershop and you kicked him. It was like the second to last round.
Oh, yeah.
And just buckled him. And I looked over at my buddy. I was like, dude, I hope I never get kicked like that ever in my life.
Don't ask Nestor.
I can show you how it feels.
No, yeah, no. Listen, I saw Nestor on Instagram. Dude, I don't want no part of that.
Did you put it on Instagram? The picture of his leg?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't think. Maybe I did put it on the story.
He put it on there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I mean, and that was like 10%.
Dude, if you're too. Yeah.
That was like.
You kick somebody and it drops their hands. I don't want no part of that.
I'm telling you right now.
Nestor broke his hand punching me.
No, truth be told, that is the fucking facts. Facts, right?
Yeah, we all get in a circle. And he's like, hey, we all go like this.
And we punch each other.
Punch each other in the bicep. Yeah. And so he goes, boom. And then Luke goes, boom. And I smoke Luke, and Luke's like, nope, done.
I'm done. I know where this is going, right?
Yeah.
I know where this is going.
Yeah, he's like, nope, done.
And
Nestor stays in.
And Nestor wanted to, you know, prove he had his girl there. You know, he could go out on his shield and, shit. probably to this day is still jacked.
Listen,
up.
We're picking on him, but I did bring him Suburban too.
You so. Did, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple days later, I saw him and he had a cat. I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, I fell.
I fell. And we all know it was not a fail. It was not a fall. Oh. Hey, Tina, how you doing down there? I'm starting to get the sweat.
Dude, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool from this end because we can't see.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a big reveal for
what
us.
What are you bitching about?
There's some parts that it tickles. And when I say tickle, it's that numbing cream is gone. it's gone. So Tina here is Danny's wife. And she'd been tattooing for 22 years. And when she said, I'll do that tattoo, I couldn't back out. You know what I mean? Like, it's like one of those things. Like, I just, when I'm in, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, you saw my wife's face. She'll get over
That's why I told you, dude. She's going to hate our guts.
No. My wife, like,
don't
she
ever invite those people out.
She literally
Luckily,
said.
She loves me, too.
Yeah.
She's going to hate Luke, but yeah, she's going to hate you guys.
I ain't getting no pussy for a while, but hey.
What else is new?
I'll be jerking off Cody on Jeff's face. Just kidding, Josh. Just
what
kidding.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. This is Unfiltered Tina, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
But you know, this is the real deal. Yeah.
She's one of your two female listeners.
You have 12% listeners of girls now.
It's Tina and Luke's mom.
And Brittany and Cody's girl.
Brittany.
There's a few. So, Justin, you're here. What do you think about this tattoo right now as you've seen it?
I think it's awesome.
I hope the one person that would think.
She's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to look exactly like the picture, which is great.
I think maybe I'm starting a new trend.
Yeah.
What if you hashtag Gaethje face.
Yeah.
And everybody will start getting tattoos.
What if everybody starts getting your face when you start winning, dude? Getting the ballot, you're like, I started something. It's a revolution, dude. I'm starting something. What would you think of that? Would your mom be proud of me?
Yeah, she'd be glad you picked that picture and not the one me throwing the birds or something.
That's true. Yeah, you flipping a thing. Like, honestly,
How's your mom going to feel about it?
I'm really hoping that she doesn't find out anytime soon. I really don't. Like, that's why I said, I told these guys, I said, man, I'm not really worried about my wife, you know, like, yeah, she's going to be disappointed in me, but she's just that.
What else is new?
And I'm new, you know, she gets over it. But I'm more worried about, like, what my mom and dad are going to think and say.
So if you had as many as I do, my mom and dad just gave up.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, that's why I said. I said it would just fit into the rest of the shit that I have on my body, right? So Justin has a big fight coming up, November 6th, Madison Square Garden. Justin, I'm telling you right now.
You will definitely throw up in your locker room. Is that what you're telling
me? I probably will. I ain't going to lie. But I'm honestly, it's been a while since we've seen you. I mean, I know I see you all the time in the gym and doing all that. But as far as the fans, ESPN, pay-per-view, have seen you. I'm telling you, I think they're going to see a new Justin Gaethje too.
Had a long time to work.
You've had
10 months.
Was it 10 months since your last fight?
Yeah. By the time I fight, it'll be,
more than that. Longer than that. Yeah, for sure.
No, shit. It's a year
out. Yeah.
October 24th. So 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
Yes, it'll be a year.
It'll be over a year. Yeah. Right now.
I fought 2 times in 6 months.
Yep.
I fight 2 times a year. So it's average still.
Right. So this is what I want to know. What do you say to the people listening now? What is the difference between Gaethje from the Khabib fight to the Gaethje that's coming out on November 6th?
For one, nothing's different. I'm still the same killer that I was. No man can walk through. He was fighting with something special that night. I've said it many times. He walked through shots that he never should have and continued to pressure. And if Chandler can do that, then props to him. But there is no fucking way.
Yeah.
He can do that. He can't take the shots. Can't move forward. He's a much smaller dude.
Yeah.
Smaller man.
But
powerful, dangerous.
Explosive. We all know it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great fight. I'm excited to watch it when it's done, but...
How long is this fight going to last?
Who cares? It's scheduled for 3 rounds.
Let me ask you this. So you're usually a 5-round fighter, right?
I'm scheduled for 5 rounds, but yeah, I've only gone past the 3rd round 2 times.
Very true. Good point. So do you feel like you can let a lot more out right away? Or does that nothing change?
No, I don't.
And I'm acting like I don't know because I'm just.
I'll ask some questions. So I like the way you fight because you're always coming forward. I love it.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it just constantly coming forward. I mean,
it's the pressure.
With a 3-round fight, are you going to be more aggressive?
No. But the plan, the method to the madness is to create car crashes and be, you know, we're both physics wise, we're both the same mass. So you need to be the object with the most force. You know, right. You get there first.
Yep.
So that's the situations I'm trying to create. You know, we're dealing with less than inches and less than seconds.
Yep.
Is what we're dealing with in there. So
sounds like Luke in the bedroom.
Shut up, Cody. God damn.
That's what Luke's wife said.
This is my fucking show.
I'm dealing with less than inches and less than seconds.
You got the perfect training partner for this.
You hear this, Tina? This is what I got to put up with, man. Oh, God. How come I always have to put up with this shit? Well, Justin, so this is what I want to know right now. You got Usman here. You got Rose here. Is the room a little different for this camp?
I mean, those two and myself have been training in this facility for a couple of years now, or a year and a half. Usman's been here.
Yep.
And Rose and me have been training in the same gym for quite some time. So, yeah, it's different, you know.
To be on the same card, though, is something cool.
A lot of work on Trevor. You know, he's going to be doing this back-to-back-to-back. Training-wise, you know.
Which is goddamn.
One of us is going to work out at 9. Next one shows up 10:30. Next one shows up 12:30. You know.
Yeah. Wear and tear on him, dude.
He's getting ready. He's been at the chiropractor every week.
Yep. He's in it, too. He's in camp. Like, he's
full. Awesome. Yeah, he's like, working out. He has to.
Yeah. And I like that's one thing I've seen. He's like, God damn, Luke, I'm hurting. And
Luke's even trying to work out.
Yeah. And I'm like, Trevor, dude, honestly, I don't know how you do it. I mean, here's the thing. Like, it's just not like training the average Joe.
Sure.
These guys are like the top of, you know, the best of the best, right? And he is dealing with them every day.
Well, they're 80% my 150.
Well, yeah, that's what people don't understand. Like,
he takes a beating.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't know. And when it's time to clock in, like, to practice in there, and like Trevor's always fun, giggling and everything. But the one thing I know about Trevor, when it's time to work, he's on it, and he has a philosophy that's just so unique because you know I've been in the game for so long and I've had so many chances to work with different coaches. But for some reason, Trevor, he's
that's awesome.
Molded it to a great thing.
What's working?
Yeah,
I mean it's working.
Ability to teach, and then you know, like we all learn different. I'm a visual learner more so than other people, and he has the ability to show me the you know the correct techniques or whatever we're doing. He could show it to me so I can learn it like that. He can explain it. You know, very precisely to Rose, because she may not be the same kind of learner. Kamar was different, same way.
What's he made you better at that you notice?
Well, I was just an aggressive wrestler, you know, when I first met him. So he's really taken, I always say that I'm a canvas, he's an artist. He's really molded me into, you know, really understanding and learning the fundamental techniques of boxing. You know, I love math. I love like playing pool because, you know, the angles that we're working with and my ability to learn that way and then his ability to teach that way.
Awesome.
You know, both come together and, yeah, it's crazy. And then just the way, again, he teaches fundamentals. So that's what I needed to learn as a wrestler. Your weight's always forward. You know, in fighting, your weight's more in the center or even back more towards your back foot. So very different stances, techniques. So, yeah, it was, took a long time to learn, but it's been a great having, you know, someone that's able to teach it and show the way he has. Walk me through it.
And here's the thing. Trevor makes training fun.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the thing. I think that's what it all boils down to. It makes it fun. And it's, you know, when it's time to go to work, he knows, you know. And everything you're working on, it's because you need it. Or he sees it's going to help you on this fight, this opponent. He's the best of the game for a reason.
Yeah, well, to do that in a way where somebody doesn't go,
yeah,
this is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, why we keep doing this over and over and over?
Yeah.
Get you.
And, you know, it's funny because.
Yeah, I've never. It's crazy the way he teaches.
So
even when it comes to preparing for a fight, we don't talk about game plans or techniques, certain techniques. You know, he just kind of molds them into our practices and our workouts.
Yeah, that's
and
what
then
I'm
I
saying.
Get to fight night, and I knock a dude out, and I go back, and I'm like, holy shit!
That was the reason why
we
were doing
working
this.
Working on this shit the whole time. Right. So, and you know, I choose not to to look that in depth because I don't want to. I like the process that you know we've built. And I don't watch a lot of film and stuff, so I let him watch the film.
Right. Well, it's got to be muscle memory, right? He's got to get you doing it to where when you get in there, and
after
the fact,
right
you recognize,
there.
Right?
That's exactly what it is. He's building this guy right now that's building this monster to do this. And when it's time to let go,
the monster until it's time to let go.
And then that's what works. So that's what I was going to say is, you know, the whole thing like going up to a fight week or whatever, it's just like, you know, I always feel like so good, you know, going up to fight. And the night of the fight, I'm like, fuck, what's wrong with me? Right. And it's because I've done it, you know, I've fought and I've done it and I'm helpless.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, I can't imagine making a game plan where you're getting a guy in there who's, I mean, you're fighting, right? It's not like you know, you're engineering something. You're fighting to where you've got to think about all of these steps that you went through. Just get in there and do your thing. And
well, and it's, him, he's willing to go in there and die.
You are engineering something.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I mean, prior
again,
to.
No, but like even in the moment, you know, you're making adjustments. Your body's ability to slow time down when you're in danger like that is crazy. So you're really making, you're not like having thought processes, but you're really making adjustments, again, in less than seconds.
Yeah, it's
and
awesome.
So yeah, it's different. But you're engineering something. Sure.
The other thing I was going to talk about is 10 years popped up on my Facebook pop-up.
Well, you are, you're not wrong that you do have mostly a blank mind, so you're not building
a whole. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you say best, like when you say blank mind, I think of like you're the canvas. Remember how you say it? What do you say?
Yeah.
You're the canvas.
Yeah.
Yeah, the process he's brought you to is the reason you can do that with not a blank mind, but with just how you can get
there's
that
all
done.
All kinds of shit. Yeah, but ultimately, it's confidence. That's what is the biggest factor in there.
Yeah.
Your belief that you can, you know, make it happen.
Thank you.
Yeah. And what I was telling you is 10 years ago, my top Facebook pop-up, and when we were at Grudge, when you first came in, Trevor gave me my black belt shirt, you know, when I became teacher there. And I was thinking, like, what better way would I ever, like, who would I have been if I didn't meet Trevor Whitman? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I honestly look back at my life and I'm like, you know, there was a point where there was two gyms, or there was the gym, Trevor Gym, and there was another gym that started up, and they kind of split up the crew, the crew. And I think back at the time, like, if I would have went to the other crew, which, there's nothing wrong with that crew. It was nothing. It was just the time and place in my camp, in my life. I was at the end of my career. Hey, how you doing down there? And I was like, I'm staying here because this is where I belong. This is who's taught me, who I've been with from day one. And I'm so glad I stayed there because nothing that I ever did.
You would have no podcast, no kids.
Do you still think you'd be in the fight game if it wasn't for him at this point in your life?
No. Well, no, I don't think so. I don't. I honestly, I just
think he would be unfortunately more into it.
Oh, you do?
Probably. Yeah. I've been like all the other guys.
Been at the get the gym, being a coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not doing this.
I'm at the choice where I get like pick and choose right. who I train with. Obviously, I get to work with this guy that's awesome, right? Like the top of the food chain.
Yep.
But like, it's actually get me out where I'm not just stuck in the gym training fighters. What Trevor did, his whole thing. Do I want to be a master trainer like Trevor? Will I ever be a Trevor Whitman? Never. I don't want to be that.
Right.
That's not me. I want to see my kids grow up. I want to be part of that. I want to be part of his life. And part of it, the game still, because yeah. I don't, you know, I'm retired.
You were a fighter, though.
He keeps me in it,
Trevor's
right?
Trevor's been committed to coaching since day one.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years old. That's his passion.
Yeah.
You can't even teach yourself how to piss in the toilet.
This drink break is brought to you by KillCliff.com. Energy that doesn't suck.
KillCliff is the clean energy drink with no sugar and 150 milligrams of clean caffeine. Now with 100% more winning. Because losing sucks, and losing is for losers.
Did I mention it's totally American and a proud partner of the Navy SEAL Foundation? Guys, check them out. KillCliff.com. Type in our code GU15. Like, all I'm saying is, Justin, that Trevor did something so unique, and now it's finally showing off.
Polished a turd is what he did.
Well, if you call that, because you got a room of the best in that Onyx room right there.
Yeah, I've been lucky my whole...
Not just you, though, Trevor, Justin.
Meeting Trevor was because I was driving down from Greeley two times yeah. a week with Shane Carwin.
Yeah.
He was about to fight Brock Lesnar, yep. so I got to experience all that.
Yeah, and he literally didn't know how to throw a 1-2. He didn't know
but
shit.
But I fucked them all up. I threw all of them on their heads.
Yeah. He was fucking playing grab ass with all of us. We're like, we're not here to wrestle, dude. We're here to beat each other up.
Ass, dude.
I honestly remember there's a couple times when he'd be in our group and we just, and like, I literally remember just like, all right, I'm going to beat his ass as long as I don't get locked up with him. Because yeah, he was just like literally a wrestler and a good wrestler to boot. So once he got you, you were fucked, right? So if I kept on the outside piecing him up, which I did, like, you know what I mean?
No,
that's what I did.
You're dead ass tired.
There's this one time.
Dog in the corner, dude.
There's this one time. I remember this. And like, it was so fun. He threw like a flying knee at me, and it came from fucking center field, telegraphed it as like a motherfucker. And I moved out of the way, and he falls down, right? Like, hits the wall. And I fucking just soccer punt him in his gut, right? He was on his all fours. And everybody just stops at sparring. Luke, what the fuck? Why are you, like, everybody's ripping my ass, like, why I did that? I'm like, fuck him, right? And he gets up. What? That was legal.
I was like, hey, that's
he was on
legal.
My team. Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's my dog.
I was doing like, the same shit. I was like, I would have done the same thing. What
yeah,
the fuck?
So I was like, ah, damn. 20 years later, 10 years later, I'm going to get a tattoo of you. You're my dog.
That's awesome. How's it looking over there?
That's like my friends in college, dude.
What, Rocco?
When I went on my recruiting trip. Rocco was one of them. Went on my recruiting trip from this small town, and I was going to wrestle. And they took me to this party. Like, you're going to get fucked up. You're drinking this keg. And I was like, I don't need to impress you guys with my drinking. I'll impress you with my wrestling. And they're like, you're such a fucking loser. Like, we don't want you here. Get the fuck out of here. And then, like, 6 years later, they're all like, hey, all right, you fucking impress us with your wrestling, you motherfucker.
Yep, that's it.
Like, but
that's awesome.
So they tell me that you have to tell that story at my funeral.
Oh, I know, huh?
Hold on a second. He ain't going to be alive at your funeral, dude. I thought you said he's got to tell
friends,
it.
My friends,
you said Luke's got to tell
us. No, he's old.
I'll be a long gone probably for him. I'll be pushing tulips.
You'll be alive probably longer than me.
No, I don't know, man. Not the way this podcast is going. My liver's going out.
That's true, too.
But, Tina, how's it looking? We done? Oh, put some of that numbing cream on there.
This is your wife's idea of the podcast. She's like, I'm going to get some good life insurance. I'm not going to kill him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But he's going to start a podcast.
Honestly, man, Tina, I'm a little disappointed right now. Why? You made him look prettier than he really is.
I added a little something. I added
your tattoo. Yeah, you did, didn't you? Oh, my gosh. So Justin's looking at the tattoo right now, and I got it, man.
I got to look at it now.
It's pretty sweet. I'm very impressed. I ain't going to lie, man. This is legit. This is legit, man. Unreal, huh, boys? Unreal. Right here. Finished product. Yep. Just doing the IG deal. Yeah. Right on. Honestly, I know, Justin, you got to get home. You got a big week of training. What?
Chair dumped on him.
Oh, yeah, that's the bad one. My bad. Listen, I honestly just, I know I get to play with you, what, 2-3 times a week now?
Yeah, I haven't dropped you yet. But
I'm no, it ain't going to happen.
Bet.
Dude, what are you doing?
I don't want to do that. I just got your fucking big tattoo.
Let me be
that
your.
That wasn't a bet, though. That
let me be your.
Bet. Like there was no repercussions if I lost.
Let me be your conscience for a second, Luke.
You're ugly.
I always got. I got this angel out here, and I got this devil over here on me. So the thing is, with you know us, you know, doing this whole deal. So what I do is, I call it his warm ups, my workout, right? And what we do is we put on the gloves and we move around for 15, 20 minutes.
For 15 minutes.
Like literally. And we go. I give it back to him. He's and dead. I've already stopped him once, but we won't talk about that because, you know, I don't want to give Chandler, you know, the key. You know what I'm saying? You know, but the money's right, Chandler. You know what I'm saying?
You're bra. You're fucking bra.
But anyways, listen, Justin, I'm excited. Pay-per-view event, Madison Square Garden. I can't wait, man. I honestly.
You're going to throw up.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that's nothing new.
Do you think you will?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah,
I mean, I'd like to be. I'm going to talk to my bookie and say whether the odds.
Are you throwing up?
Throwing up, yeah.
Could you hold it if you had to?
Hey, man, if I bet it.
A chance.
He tried.
I did try. Dude, in Abu Dhabi, I literally tried.
He was stuck in the room in Abu Dhabi. He couldn't leave.
I couldn't leave. We were in a little room smaller than this. I was looking all over.
Fours.
All over for a trash can. And I'm like, they're fighters. Dude. They got to spit somewhere, right?
Right.
I'm looking nothing. Everywhere, and I'm like, oh, they don't have no nothing. I mean, they're clean over there. Like, it's spotless over there. Spotless. And I'm like, oh, God, I need something to hack on. And I went out the door, and there's security there right there, and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, bathroom? They're like, nope.
Well, that was right at the height of everything, too.
Oh, right? Yeah. We were one fight out.
Right.
That's why it's usually like two fights out, right? Like three fights out. Oh, my God, I get out of my system. And I was like, damn, this is cool. I feel good. He's going to win. Good. Bam. It's like my gut just rolls over, like literally rolls over. Because, guys, I've known this guy since day one. He came in the gym. And you know, I would never have guessed that me and him have came so close, and like I he's like a brother to me. He's like he's like my little.
You knew this is where we were going, dude.
I did
day one.
No,
when I tossed your ass up against the thing, you're like, oh shit.
No, this is. I was like, I was training people fighting, and this guy was fighting in College World Series, a bigger promotion than I ever fought in.
Series of fighting.
Oh well,
UFC.
Yeah, I know, but either way, I like to. I'm trying to make you look good. Do you know what I'm saying? Sound good? But this motherfucker. He just saw me do a private, and I got paid $50 a session, right? This lady gives me a $100 bill, and I'm like, yes. I got gas. I got some fucking burritos in the morning. I'm good. This little fucker comes over to me. Hey, can can I borrow some money? And he's getting ready to fight on NBC. I'm like, what's up? What do you need, man? He's like, I need to get a haircut. Well, fighters are broke, dude. Like, sure. I'm not even a fighter. I'm still broke. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so funny. And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. What do you need? A haircut, you know, $30, you know? He goes like this. Snap. Takes that whole $100. I'll pay you back. Sure shit. After the fight, I'm still starving. No burritos. He comes back. Gives me my money and some. Nice. I think he gave me $200. I think he gave me $200 back. And I just said, that's a good ass dude. I said, I'd always, you know, I got him, you know.
I need to, so I'm a barber, dude. I need to go back in this story a little bit. Where are you paying $100 for a haircut?
No, that's exactly right.
He didn't have change.
Nah, I didn't have change, but the front desk. I was like, where are you going with that? I was like, exactly.
Where was that? Because I'm going to move there and open a barbershop.
I'm like, happy endings at this fucking place, right? But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, he took
dinner.
Yeah.
And a haircut.
Yeah, so it was good. Nice. Whatever, you know? But yeah, that's Justin in a nutshell. Dude, he's always going to be the people's champ. He's out there signing autographs, always doing stuff for the fans.
Well, he made my son really happy. That's for sure, dude. My son's a big fan. Yeah. So I'm gonna give him this stuff when we get back.
He's honestly always gonna. We went downtown one time with Nestor, and we went and watched the fights down at the View House, and there's people coming
there's a lot of people there.
Yeah, and you know he took time and did some autographs, awesome. Some pictures. You know, a lot of. More guys than girls. I was like, man, that's weak game, Justin. Weak game. but either way, I was like, damn, this is cool. And the security guard came up to him and says, you want me to keep him away? And he said, this won't last forever, man. I'm going to enjoy it while I can.
Awesome.
And he did.
That's
an
awesome attitude.
And it's honestly the truth because, you know, I remember in my career, I did a few autographs and, nope. The only autograph I'm signing right now is to pay a check for a ticket.
Yeah, and I see like movie stars or entertainers mostly brush people off. That shit drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Because they didn't necessarily even.
Well, I mean, those are the people that are paying you, man. You guys, but when you're an
without
entertainer.
Without them, there's nothing. And those guys don't even necessarily. They didn't put the blood, sweat, and tears in.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So to see them take advantage of it, it's crazy.
Unbelievable,
and
huh?
I'm from a small place. So.
Hey, you are from one of the best places I know. I've been there. It's small, but it's honestly, it's.
Well, it's unique.
It's definitely unique, but you know what I like about it? It's so small, everybody knows everybody's business there. That's how small it is. But they're all supporters of somebody to come out. Like they want to see people make it, you know what I mean? And he's bigger than the president.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
Where we live, it used to be that way. I mean, it's growing a lot now because we're so close to Cincinnati, Ohio, and we've got like an Amazon coming at like a big Amazon.
Oh, okay,
or whatever.
You guys made it.
Evidently, we did. But I mean, it used to be that everybody knew everybody or was related. You know what I mean? And everybody kind of knew. So when somebody did well, everybody was really supportive, which is good. Yep.
So, Justin. Anything you want to say, add, tell the peeps?
I can't believe you got my fucking face on your
face. You
crazy.
Hey, listen.
Just over there cracking up. Look, she's cracking up.
Over there.
I promise I won't. I'll be your friend forever. Dude.
All right. Well, I got to. Some people got to buy friends. Yeah. I used to got tattooed my buddy.
I won't fuck it up so you have to cover it.
I told you, man. You need a hashtag Gaethje face, dude. And the next thing you know, everybody will be getting it.
Well, here's the thing.
We'll break the internet.
Here's the thing. On the whole thing, like I was telling you guys before we went hit record, I feel like I'm the Johnny Knoxville Steve-O guy of MMA now. I got a fucked up tattoo.
I think we could definitely start going down that path.
Yeah, with me? Yeah, easily.
That's a lot better than any of the ones.
Everything.
Once we get our Can-Ams back, I'm getting some good videos of you.
Yeah. I can't wait for that either. Yeah. I can't wait. On that note, you're going out next month, a couple weeks with Nestor to go shoot your first mule deer with him.
Possibly.
You are.
He's never fall through, so possibly.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, he got it. So, little inside.
It's never on Nestor. It's always on me.
I know.
It's going to be tough, but we'll get it done.
2 days. The one that he wants, he been messaging me it, and he goes.
He get your picture.
So we're going to call it the Gaethje Buck, right? I said, fuck it. Let's call it the Chandler Buck because he's going to fucking take him down. So this buck is unbelievable. Well, I mean, you know the deer that he produces out there.
It's ridiculous. His call bucks are bigger than most people.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, I'll shoot a call buck. I'm cool with that, right? And the when you see it, I hope you don't get buck fever, bro. I hope you're a stone cold killer.
On, it would be like when you're standing in front of me, I'm trying to kill you.
That deer's fucked. So either way, I just want to say, Justin, thanks for hopping on. I know you got a lot of things to do. Go back and relax.
We're gonna enjoy the shit of that tattoo this whole
next this
20 years.
You gotta wear short socks and like shoes now so that me and Tina can go,
I do. It is. No, I mean unless I'm hunting, you know.
Yeah. Overalls.
Sometimes when I'm cutting wood. You know, and
we're close though. We've had a couple signs of winter.
Yeah, already. it's getting there.
We're heading up.
Yeah,
this week is supposed to get kind of cool.
Yeah, it's gonna get cool. At night, it's getting real cool. But like I said, man, thanks for giving us time. I hope.
Thanks for hooking my buddy up.
I hope you enjoyed this.
It's great, it looks awesome.
It really does. We're gonna take a quick break, real quick. We're gonna take a couple pictures. And then we'll hop back on with the girl Tina that tattooed me up.
Yeah.
So we're excited. All right, give us a sec, and we'll be back. This quick smoke break is brought to you by our boy over at Reaper Ridge Farms, the only cig of weed we be passing up in here. And it's all about the quality of the green, if you know what I mean. Check them out on the IG at Reaper Ridge Farms, and it's totally Gladiator approved. Yeah, that's exactly where you got him. All right, we back. We are back. And
I'm just waiting for something terrible to happen over there.
Oh, him. It will. That was a good one. All right, hey, thanks, Justin.
See you, man.
I appreciate it. Hey, do me a favor. Grab some of that in that fridge right there. The death one. It's called the death. You told me. That's Travis. That's the Reaper Ridge. So, it's the death at the back. Will you grab that? What do you got, Carl? What's the question? Here we go. Ready? Is this for Justin or Matt? Or am I ever considering getting back in the cage to fight again? No. I don't. I honestly don't have any ambition to fight in the cage again. But you know, money talks, bullshit walks. What'd he say?
I don't
know. What'd he say? I'm too slow. Fat slow. He's such an asshole, dude. I mean, a guy that just got tattooed. You know,
you think that he'd be a little nicer?
Yeah. No, that's just him. Honestly, like you know, you see like these bare knuckle. Fights now, and a lot of these other fighters are doing it, and I've gotten hit up promotions and it's been a pretty good payday for me, and I'm like, babe, dude, this is some good money. It's a way different than when I fought. Here's the difference, man. Like, you know, Justin gets $50,000 for a bonus, right? Sometimes he gets two bonuses in one night. $50,000, right? That's not even counting, you know, his purse, you know, all. I mean, he makes a great living doing what he does, right? And I always try to throw it out there. It's because I paved the way for you, pussy, you know. We had to get chump change compared to what you're getting. And so I one of my fights, I got a bonus from Dana White. And I thought, I made it. I'm getting a bonus, you know. I made it, you know. And it was for $25,000. Or 2,500. I'm sorry, 2,500.
I was going to say, that's a pretty good
not 25,000. 2,500. Big difference.
We'll say your tattoo cost just went up.
Yeah, but at the same time, at that time it was a lot of money for me, right? Like, So guess what I did? I went out, popped a few bottles, bought a flat screen TV, my first ever flat screen TV, right? I thought I made it. And shit, that was gone. Right? So it's just 9-day difference seeing where the sport is went. I mean, ESPN now. I mean, it's I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, like when I was fighting, it was like on Spike TV and pay-per-view. That was it, you know? And
some of those, dude, and like right before you started, it was hard. Some of the pay-per-views was a pain in the butt to get.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're trying to figure out the, you know, the code and calling in. Like, I can't get this thing.
Yeah.
What's going on in here?
It blows my mind from where it went from Spike to Fox to now ESPN. I mean, it's nuts. And now I'm so glad that you guys got to meet him. I mean, because we were talking about this. Like, I wanted my son's name and meaning on my forearm. And I started thinking about it, and I was like, yeah, let's make this one a little special. You know what I mean? Not that that wouldn't be special, but for Justin has a huge fight coming. You guys came all the way from Kentucky, and you offered to tattoo me, and I said, well, fuck, let's do it right then. Let's get it where I can bring him in here and do this. And, you know, like I said, it's, tonight is just the beginning of something where I see this going with this tattoo. I don't know where the fuck it's going.
I was laughing because when you called him when she first started, because she got started before we got on. He was like, you freaking started already? I wanted to be there. I was like, for the whole thing, man, good Lord.
Right? I know. He did. And, you know, he, and as you can tell, he's just as humble. He comes from a small town just like all of us. And his mom and dad did a great job. Yeah. Great job with him. And, yeah, man. I'm thankful for me being inside his circle, and you know him trusting me to be in part of his camp, his corner man for so long now. I tell people like I'm lucky, right? I'm the lucky one because there's so many great coaches out there and great other people that can probably do more than what I can do for him. But
tell him that part.
Nah, he knows. And well, he I mean, knows. Everybody
there's
knows.
There's
got to
be the chemistry, right? I mean, he's comfortable with you there. You know, I mean, that's a lot of it.
I think that's what a lot of it is I make fight week chill. Hey, Co, will you hit that door, man? My dogs are going off. So I literally think that's what it is fight week. I make it all cool. I literally try to make it, because I know what it's like to be a fighter on fight week, the pressure, and I was nowhere near his caliber, and with interviews, and like there's so many, you know, besides the UFC has a schedule that you got to keep, and then you got to fit in your workout to make weight, and the press, and like the pressure of, you know, everybody hitting him with questions, and it's usually the same thing over and over and over. And it starts eating him. And I just try to make it like as fun as hell as possible through the whole week. Comfortable. I'm like, you know, another fucking day.
Yeah.
Let's go. This is what you do. And I think that's what it does. And if it's me puking every night in the corner of the night, fight night, to make him feel a little bit more relaxed and have fun to giggle, I'll do it. You know what I mean?
He likes to have fun, dude, which is great. I mean, that's it's.
He's one of those guys that what you see is what you get. He doesn't try to hide anything. I can't believe he's still single, right? He's single. But I kind of can because, he's just worried that a girl that doesn't know if he's going to really like him for him.
Right.
Or his money. Well, you know what I mean? That's the truth there, you know? And,
how much does his schedule keep him from, you know, possibly meeting someone too?
That's true. Well, and Justin is, he has game like that doorknob over there. So, Cody, is that true?
That's fair.
I mean, it's a coin flip between you two.
okay.
But that's funny. So anyways, I got to bring my tattoo artist now. My new improved tattoo artist in the building. She's in the studio now. She put the gun down, and we finished the tat, and I love it. If I got to have that guy's face on me, you did a fantastic job. You are very talented. Tina, tell the people, where are you from? How long have you been tattooing, and Everything. Okay. Give us a spiel.
So I'm from just down the road, Northern Kentucky.
Yeah, right.
December will be 22 years since I started tattooing. My daughters were babies, so I usually keep track of how many years I've been in this business by how old they are, and they're grown, and I'm still tattooing, and I just got to open a new shop.
Awesome.
And in my home county, and
that was her dream, dude, for forever.
Long as I've been tattooing, it was never legal in my home county.
Oh, really?
But yeah.
So
she'd have shops out of county.
Y'all can have great bourbon like that. Yeah. Y'all can't have tattoo shops. That's unbelievable. Yeah. So before I get carried away, I gotta say thank you again for all the gifts. They stocked me up with some bourbon.
Boone County Small Batch.
Yeah, Boone County Small Batch right now. And I must say, I'm a big bourbon drinker. I love it. And this is by far the smoothest.
It's good. Wait till you crack that Willet. If you do it in
really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Like I said, I'm hoping I can hold that off to my Hunters episode.
Yeah.
And I really think that's something special for a good thing, unless my wife hits me with, hey, we're pregnant. I might drink that whole bottle right there.
Just turn it up.
No, we're not doing that.
I have to come back and do two baby names on you.
Yeah, right, exactly. So either way, they brought me some bourbon, and I'm beyond tickled by that. So I just got to say thank you real quick again. On that, you guys didn't need to do that, but I appreciate the hell out of that. You know what I mean?
So I figured you would.
Yeah. So, long story short, you guys were listening.
Yeah.
You guys are listeners of the podcast.
I think we've listened for the first. I have listened since the first. You were over on Aaron's
on Kafarcast
twice,
yep.
And then the second time I heard you, you said you were starting your own podcast, and I started listening, and I think I've listened to every one.
Man, I appreciate you.
I told you we were coming out here listening to that last one with you and Nestor, dude. She's in the pasture, she's just cracking up, just giggling, trying to go to sleep.
Yeah. It's always fun with him. You know, it's funny because, you know, when you go on Kafarcast, you're like, it's supposed to be like, you know, like an expert at something, and you talk, and like, you know, I'm no expert hunter, and I'm just, you want to talk fighting? Yeah, I can help you out there.
Right.
I love hunting, just like everybody else that listens to the podcast, Kafarcast, and I have literally just, I don't even know how do I say weasel my way into the right people, you know, in the industry that are here.
Well, you got hunting and MMA.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what dude doesn't like that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're touching about 80% of the population of the United States, at least.
And that was kind of like the whole thing is like, when I got on Kafarcast, I was like, podcasts are kind of cool. You know, I'm going to start listening to a few. Right.
Yeah.
So I got on and I started listening to podcasts or downloading them, listening to see what I like. Yeah. Nah. No. And then the ones that I liked, they were all the same. I was like, nothing wrong with that, right? Nothing wrong with that. And they were all trying to be something that I knew that they really weren't, right? Or they were pretending to be something they're not. And I'm nothing against that. Kudos to you. I try to keep my shit real, though. Like, I'm not a fucking backcountry guy hunter. I done it. I do it.
Yeah.
I'm not the Aaron Snyder. I'm not like, you know, any of these guys. And I think that's what brings me the difference between, you know, guys, you know, like Aaron, he makes it look so fucking easy out there, right? Yeah. He makes it look, oh, man, anybody can do this fucking deal. Well, it's not. No. It's fucking tough.
No, I told you last year was my first year.
Uh-huh.
And we went in deep the very first day.
Yeah.
It snowed on us and everything else. And I made a promise to myself when we were on the ride home. I'm like, I'm going in better shape next year. I'm not. I mean, it was rough.
And I must say, I didn't know you till today. I never seen you at Instagram. You are you look the part now, dude. You are in it, dude.
Well, I'm 45, dude. I want to kind of
you look great, dude.
I'm 60.
Yeah, you look great. You fucking look really good. You look like you keep yourself workout. Are you a CrossFitter? Just go in the gym.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of CrossFit workouts, and I ran. You know, I did that run. I don't normally run that much, but I had started running quite a bit, and that seemed to peel a lot of it off. Of course, it peels a lot of muscle off.
Yeah, too,
But yeah, look, Like, look at those.
That's why I say, like, Tina, like, you, I mean, Tina looks, you keep yourself in phenomenal shape.
Out, yeah.
Yeah. So,
you have six kids, too, so she's done a lot of work.
That's what's the other thing, like, when you said that, I was like, oh my God, dude. But you know what I mean? Like, you guys take pride in what you guys look like.
100%.
And, and that's what I said. The only thing I was going to say is you can CrossFit the fuck off.
Well, I mean, so, you know, for the stuff that we like to do, I mean, we lift quite a bit. We'll run, row.
That's what I'm saying.
So we have all that stuff at our house because it's just a lot easier for us to do it in the morning. So she goes to work at 11. I go to work at 9. And then a lot of times I'll work in the evening time too. So we spend time together in the morning, workout and stuff like that.
COVID, that's cool.
When COVID shut gyms down, that was really hard because that was how we started our day.
Yeah.
So we had some things at our house and then he started doing workouts and kind of writing them out for me. And I started hating him a little bit.
Yeah.
I loved him after it was done.
You know, and that's got kind of the whole thing, about, you know, when you brought up COVID, I was like, you know, it was kind of a blessing for me, honestly, at the time, I didn't think it was because I was like, oh, fuck, the gym's closing.
Yep.
What am I going to do? And I remember this. I remember talking to Cody. I said, man, I'm going to do a podcast. And he goes, fuck, who are you going to have? Your regular buddies on there all the time? Oh, Cody, you remember that conversation?
Yeah, of course I remember.
And I said, no, man, I got to do this. And so I'm thankful for COVID because I got this. I get to meet awesome people.
And I'm thankful now because this is an opportunity I would have never in a million years thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to Colorado to go.
Elk hunt, right? Yeah. And honestly, like, here's the thing about the whole thing. Like, as much as it's cool for you, it's just as cool for me. And that's the part of me that I like about myself, too. Because awesome. I don't feel like, oh, I get to hang out with fucking, you know, superstars all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I could honestly care less about all that. Like, people are like, damn, you get to work out with these guys. I'm just so used to it, right? Like,
right.
They're no different than me and you, obviously. You get to see Justin. Yeah. And, yeah, I'm lucky about that part.
Well, and I say this every day at home. And, I mean, we're a small town, northern Kentucky, and I'm always so thankful at the end of the day of who I get to meet, who is in my chair. It's
yeah,
I get to do what I love to do every day, but it's who I get to meet every day.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I want to say, like,
isn't she,
you know,
the prettiest tattoo artist you've ever seen?
She's by far the only prettiest tattoo I've ever gotten. Like, it is. And it's so cool because it is, you know, and here's what's cool about it. When he says that, he means it.
I do.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely mean it.
He means it. And like when he told me on the message and like, seriously, I was like, oh, this is cool. Right. And then of course I did the whole Instagram stock and I was like, boy got skills. He got skills.
Yeah, yeah,
and
listen,
she can tattoo.
Listen,
I think he made me take. I think he said, "Hey, like I'm taking a picture of you." And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we were working out. And
you were working out.
Yeah,
you were flexing.
She gave me a double flex.
Yeah, and I was like, oh shit, look at you guys all hammering. Yeah. You guys are hammering.
And then he told me what it was for. And I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. I know. And now you meet me, you're like, oh, I feel right in. Yeah, you're awesome. Good. So I wanted to ask you this question. Like, you've been tattooing for 22 years. And I want to put you on the spot, and please don't say my tattoo, but what is the most fucked up tattoo you put on somebody?
You got to be careful. Just by the off chance that somebody...
I don't want to say... Maybe you don't want to answer, but you can go ahead and say mine.
I think being asked once, it was a husband calling to ask if I could put his name on his wife's face. And I wanted...
Are you shitting me?
My response to him was, can I talk to her?
Right.
She's had some wild ones, dude.
Like that one is definitely like some rapper shit, it seems like.
Yeah. They were not rappers.
No, they're just like from Kentucky.
So our town is really funny because, like I said, it's expanding. So it's getting some new issues that it hasn't had before.
Uh-huh.
And I laugh at her sometimes because she'll text me and go, keep your phone handy.
Yeah.
Just in case I need you to come out here. But we've never had any problems with any of the, you know, most of the time it's all good people.
Right. Right. And it's kind of our things. Like when you see tattoos and I see, you know, tattoos on you, myself, you know, like in the fight game, it's kind of like, okay, everybody has tattoos in the game. Or right.
Ignore.
But like when you go on the public and you're like, you know, and you see guys tattoo, is he in a biker gang? Or, I mean, it's so stereo. You know what I mean?
It's getting better, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think it's just getting more acceptable because there's so many.
Yeah,
our kids,
it's art. You know what I mean?
I think all of our kids have tattoos.
To me, I think it's art to me. Yeah. And I like, and you know, when you say like meanings and stuff like that, I really wish I had tattoos that had meanings. But the only tattoo that I really have on me that has any meaning is my daughter's name. And the rest of them are just fucked up like Gaethje's face on me right now. You know what I mean? But I like tattoos.
Right.
I really do. I think they're...
if your daughter's name and Gaethje's face are the two best decisions tattoo-wise that you've made, you might want to rethink a couple of things.
I know, right? And that's a fact. But I was going back to like, you never judge a book by its cover, right? Because I have met guys that have their head tattooed, face tattooed. I mean, I got a buddy back home. He's a tattoo artist. He got the AK on his face and, you know, something I would never put on my fucking face, right? But that's him. You know, he's expressing himself. And he is a fucking awesome dude. Yep. Great father, you know?
Well, I mean, it's you know, I had a guy tell me one time, he's like, you don't know what it's like for people to look at you and just automatically judge you by your appearance. I was like, really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Pretty sure you would do.
And with him being a worship pastor and having gauged ears and tattooed hands and full sleeves.
And that's actually kind of cool a lot of times because it'll let me talk to people that normally probably wouldn't if they're like, oh, that dude works at a church. I'm not talking to that dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, well, what's the scheme here? Yeah.
And then they see me and they're like, oh, this is a regular guy.
Yeah, just, exactly.
You know, love Jesus. So.
Yeah. It really is like, I just think tattoos now are like the new era. And I mean, obviously, if you're doing 22 years of it, it ain't going nowhere. And you've got to finally open a studio in your own county. Like, you know, it's the uprising. And I'm one for tattoos, obviously. So I think they're fucking sweet. And the thing I wanted to ask you next is like, you know, having six kids, was it different? Like when like kids went to school and like moms would come over and like, well, what do you do for a living? You know, was that always a different thing for you for the kids?
Yeah.
It was for me because for the first, 15 years of me tattooing, I did not have visible tattoos. And it wasn't that I didn't love them. One, it was that I couldn't think what else I wanted after doing my sides and my stomach because it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
I was done for a while. And I was a single mom of my four daughters for a long time before I met Danny. And I didn't want my girls being judged by the way I looked because I was already a young mom. I was already a single mom, you know. And for me, I didn't want them having a hard time because of the way I looked. Mm-hmm. So it was after they were then in high school. And of course, then their friends and their friends' moms, I'm tattooing all these people.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh.
All your the all the people that
your mom's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
All the, you know, it was all the moms that you were kind of worried about, like, man, what are they going to say? You know?
Yeah. Teachers. I worked on how many people in Edmond at teachers. The high school.
Yeah, yeah. Lots
it
of
was
high
school.
And I think that's where I think people just need to come out for it. Like, yeah, it's cool. You know, like there's some guys where they're business guys that wear long sleeve collar shirts, would never know that they were tattooed and they are sleeved.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and everything. And I'm like, dude, that's fucking sweet. And they're like, yeah, I just, you know, 100 degrees out and they still got to wear long sleeves because of jobs. And I get it, you know, but that's their choice. And I'm like, cool, man. I'm glad.
Now it's a common ground. It's a conversation starter.
Yeah.
It's more of a common ground because we are tattooed, except that guy over there.
Except Cody.
Yeah, I think he's lying. I think he has a little tramp stamp on his little above his booty hole.
That's cute.
That's not true.
But no, it is.
Well, you said met Danny. You chased me down.
Oh, so let me hear this. So you guys, how long have you guys been right now?
We've been together.
It'll be 7 years coming up.
Huh?
6 years coming up. Well, I don't. What, can you edit that, Cody?
What?
Fail.
Yeah.
We've been married for 6 years. We've been together for about
going on 14. Seven.
Right? Yeah, we
that's
got married.
That's what I said.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
So
she made me double think.
I met him at a gas station.
We went to high school together.
Okay.
And we were very different in high school. And she was very quiet. I'm not very quiet.
Yeah.
And then she chased me down at the gas station. She's like, hey, And I said, yeah. She's like, I see you got some unfinished work on
yeah.
on your arm.
Pretty much saying you got some piece of shit on
that's
your
exactly
arm.
What she was saying. That's exactly.
In a nice way.
Yeah,
huh?
In a nice way. And she's like, I tattoo. I'd like to take a crack at it.
That's a whole lot of paraphrasing. But
it was. Mine was a long time ago. Yeah. But we've been together for 15 years.
Yeah,
14, 15 years. Yeah. So, but then she gave me her number and I called her and we started tattooing and she couldn't get enough. She just kept calling me back.
Yeah. She's like, no, she looked at, she looked at all your tattoos. Too. Like, oh, I got to help this motherfucker.
She doesn't know what I put in that ink.
Yeah, she did say, she's like, I got to get to that because I was a mess.
Okay.
Well, it looked like that was a blessing because you having fucked up tattoos brought you something very special.
Well, and that's So, and then we realized that we went to, because at first, you know, we'd see each other everywhere because we had the kids that were the same age. We'd see each other everywhere. And then it just kind of happened.
That was cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And you guys honestly look like you guys are very happy.
I mean, this is
the cool thing that I've noticed. Like, she's here to elk hunt, coming from Kentucky.
Yeah.
All the way out here in the mountain. It's tough, dude.
I don't even know if I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
But he likes it, and I want to see what he likes.
So. I did it. Well, I did it last year, and I knew. Even if we don't see anything, dude, just waking up in the morning and when that sun's coming up over those mountains, because we don't have
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
She loves that stuff.
Yeah, and I'm just telling you, like, I hope to God, like, you guys are in the perfect time right now when they're starting to bugle and the leaves are changing. Like,
we got into them some last year, but it took us like 8 days.
Yeah,
to figure
so
it out,
hopefully it's a lot sooner and everything. Like in the middle of the night, if you're sleeping, you'll hear them bugle. And it's like, oh, this is fucking awesome. Like it's magical. And the part that sucks is when you do get one and you got to hack that shit out. That's the shit that sucks.
Hey, so Chris, he's the guy that's up here already. He's a buddy of mine, and he's the one that kind of talked me into coming out last year. And I kind of wanted to come out the year before. It just didn't work out. And now I put on my calendar that it's going to happen. We're going somewhere in September, right? Because I loved it so much. But he's like, dude, I think she's probably good for 50, 60 pounds. I was like, she's pretty strong, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if we want to break her down that bad.
I think the problem is like, if you get on a trail, it's good. But when you get a bunch of, like, downfall and you got to go over that shit, that's the part that sucks. I don't care who you are or what you're made of. You're going to find out.
Well, for us last year, I noticed it took me 3 days. And I wasn't in bad shape last year. I'm in much better shape this year. But I wasn't in bad shape last year, but it took me 3 days for me to figure out how to breathe.
Yeah.
Because the air is so much thinner up here.
Oh.
And we were at like 10.5 last year. And I was like, you take that big breath and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's just like, why can't I catch my breath? What is going on?
I want you to hold that real quick. I got something to say on that. Cody, what do you got?
Matt, you're on the line, man. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
Not a whole hell of a lot. I just figured I'd call in and ask what's the best way to keep color in your skin? My freaking color just faded out and started falling out pretty quickly. I mean, within like 6 months.
So I've noticed in my own, like with the brand of ink that I bought or that I buy currently, I noticed that in the past few years they've made better inks. So depending when you had it done. Where's the tattoo at?
It's on my right bicep. It's just a half sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a lot of sun.
Kind of the sun, most exposed by the sun. There's a lot of good products out there now, though. There's Mad Rabbit has one where it's like a color revival, like a reviver. And then there's also Tattoo Goo. They have a good one. So keeping it moisturized usually will keep it looking a lot fresher than if it's a little dried out.
Okay, so would you recommend that I go and get it touched up and, you know, get a little more color in it and then start applying those topicals?
Yes, yes.
I said get a ticket to Kentucky.
Yeah.
come down to see my girl die. She got skills to pay the bills.
Come to Florence, Kentucky, Tattoo Tina's. No, but seriously, I would get it touched up and then just keep it really, you know, nicely moisturized, not overdoing it, and then just keep up with it, keep it out of the sun the best you can, and it'll hold up a little better.
Okay, awesome. And do cold showers help? I've heard that cold showers help the ink stay in.
No.
What's the story on like sun? No. Like
that's
I heard
terrible. It's the worst.
Just zaps it. Yeah. Because you figure every time you get a sunburn, you peel. So yeah. It can kind of
so the sunscreen is good to apply on it. So yeah. I've been doing it right. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, good.
She gets mad at me a lot of times.
You don't do it.
Oh, I'm terrible. I'm terrible. And I think because I'm like, well, you can just fix it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got that. But do you want to do that pain all over again?
Not really. Yeah, she'll get and Matt, I found out there's color on me specifically that doesn't hold as well.
Yeah.
Like I've got color that holds amazing and some doesn't hold at all.
Yeah, it seems like red sticks pretty well, but the blue and the green, blue's mine, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, blue's mine.
And I think for me that was a brand thing for the longest time. It's certain brands just won't hold.
What do you, Matt, what do you got? A little Tinkerbell on your back or what? What are you that cute? What is that?
Yeah. got a cute little forest scene on my right arm.
I'm just fucking with you. Man. Hey, man, that's cool. Thanks for calling in and listening, dude. I appreciate you.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate it. And make sure you give them a follow. They are the real deal. And, dude, did you see this tattoo?
No, I haven't. Oh. I got on here late, and I was scrolling on Instagram as it was getting done. So.
Yeah, well, I'll throw a picture up on the IG for everybody and – and it's honestly, if I had to put that fucker's face on my body, it's legit. It looks sweet. It's going to be cool.
Kind of surprised it's not on your ass.
Yeah, well,
I did. That's the first question I asked when he sent that, dude.
It's the first question I asked him. The first question I asked, like, where are you getting this, man?
Well, you know, and here's the thing. Like, everybody's going to be like, oh, let me see the tattoo. I don't want to keep, dropping my pants and showing guys my ass cheek, right? And...
You left yourself.
Yeah, I know. But so two, I literally said, you know, this is something that, you know, this is my dog, you know, like Justin, my dog, he done something that I could never do. Right. I've literally tried it and I couldn't do it. Obviously my guys and my are way tougher than his guys now that he's fighting, but, but no, it was something that we sat down and I'm just very proud and lucky to be a part of his journey. And, you know, it's something that, you know, this is my first world title that I've ever won, you know, as a coach. And what the fuck? Why not? Let's stick it, you know, let's tattoo it, you know? And, so I'm thankful that, you know, Tina's really good at doing what she does because you get people always hit me up like, hey, I can do this and that for you. And I,
dude, that could have gone sideways with a bad, like a, not even a bad artist, but just
right.
like a,
it could have been
good.
Bad, right?
Oh, yeah. It could have gone way sideways.
And, yeah. And you know, it's just like one of those things, like when I get a hunch, I go with it. Right. I'm like, and I didn't know you.
Yeah.
Two shits from the wind, right? And all alone her. And I was like, oh, yeah, another tattoo artist.
That might
right.
be the time I did. That might be the first time I
yeah,
even
I think
messaged
so.
You.
It was.
When I said, hey, man, you always talk about those awful tattoos.
And I was like, wow, hanging. It'll match the rest of them if it's that bad, right? Because I got these thorns. I don't know why I got these thorns, man. But, yeah. So either way, I got it. And she's really talented. And I'm glad that she stuck it. And honestly... I'm excited about it.
Just
I'm cool.
I'm cool. Thankful you picked me. So much fun.
Yeah, well, yeah. Shit. I'm excited, man. I'm about it. It's gonna be. Here's the thing. When it all comes down to it, you'll see it a lot coming up to this fight because every interview, ESPN is gonna be on. I mean, UFC is gonna get pictures of it. I mean, it's good for obviously my brand. It's great for her brand, and I'm a person that, you know, if I can help people out, I'm going to help people out, you know, and yeah, fuck it. It's only a tattoo, fuck it, you know.
It's only forever.
Yeah, it's only forever, only you know. Forever. So it is what it is, man, you know. So
yeah.
I mean,
it's pretty cool that you're supporting the homies.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of ways to support homies, and I just fucking did the ultimate one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know?
That's pretty good.
My daughter was actually in here, and she's 6 years old, and she was watching me get tattooed. And I said, well, just think of it this way, Eva. One day you're going to want tattoos, and I'll never question your tattoo that you'll ever want
to
get.
She also have to do is go, Dad, look down at that thing. Seriously?
Yeah.
You can tell me no.
She'll be like, Dad, can I get a tattoo? I'll be like, yeah, let's get it. I'll get one with you. Fuck it. Let's go. So, yeah, it's all good. So anyways, Matt, well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you listening, and give these guys a follow.
Thank you.
Yeah, will do.
All right, later, buddy.
Take care, Matt. Guys.
So
that was awesome.
Yeah, no, it's good. I tell you what, the whole interaction I get with this app, you know, people listening live, I love it because I actually get to hear people that actually listen to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what they want to hear and what they, you know, like a question like that, like they would never ask me that question. Like, right. Yeah. Like a fucking, I don't know, throw some permanent marker on that bitch, write it up, you know,
that works too.
You know,
go get some Sharpies, yeah, man, make all colors.
But either way, like I said, I enjoy the interaction with the app because I know people are listening and they, you know, it's cool because I get different guests all the time.
Some of those call-ins are funny, man. God,
I know, dude. Funny. It's crazy, right? Like, well, and sometimes the people that are sitting across from me, they ask for it too, though. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. They ask for it, so it's good. But I just get to meet, like, you know, awesome people, different people from different backgrounds to, you know, like me, I would never know you would be a pastor. Ever.
No, and most people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, most never. People don't. I do. So I'm a worship pastor, so I sing and play guitar.
Yeah, you do it all.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, when you look at me, and that, like I said, it's opened some avenues for me, which is kind of nice. But, you know, they look at us, it's funny. It's like, dude, you're a barber and a worship pastor and your wife tattoos. That's the weirdest combination of things. So.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it works, though. It works for us.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of like the same thing how you guys were saying, like me and my wife, right? Like, we were... In high school, I would have never, ever talked to her, ever.
Well, right? I would have talked to her, but she wouldn't have talked to me. She was super quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she was, my wife was, well, we got together and she was still, my buddies would come over and be like, we were going out downtown Denver, hang out. And then she'd have her girlfriends come over and they would like study and shit, right? And like drink wine. And we gave them the nickname Nerd Herd. Woo, woo, nerd, herd, woo, woo. And it was just kind of stuck, right? But that was what they did. They liked to study, and that's why she's successful, and
right.
She's my sugar mama.
Right.
You know? So I you know, I laugh at that because we were so different, but yet we are so compatible at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
And what do they say? Opposites attract?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And now my wife, she never had a tattoo ever. And it was like our sixth anniversary. We went and got tattoos together, you know, and like she never did it, you know, and
well, awesome.
I never guessed it, you know, and yep. She did it. And now she wants more, you know.
Of course she
does. It's an addicting drug, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think tattoos are very addicting.
Yeah, I'll get younger people to go, man, I'm going to get my first tattoo. You got any advice? I'm like, go big.
Yeah.
They're like, what? I'm like, go big. Get everything you want in one because you're going to keep going back and keep going back.
100%.
Stuff. Yeah.
I think that's it. I mean, you know, when you brought out, you know, what size do I want on my shin? And that's one thing I've learned is like small sucks.
Yeah.
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 Get it where it's nice. That's and
almost everyone's biggest regret with the first tattoo.
Yeah.
Is I should have gone
bigger. I got a little tiny one for my first one. Yeah. Yeah. You hear that all.
And then you see like an older people, just like a ink smudge, right? Like, and I'm like, why do they do? But it's just, you know, you know, they go to Cancun and they get a tattoo or whatever, you know, and
which
like,
is a great idea.
Yeah. Great idea. It's clean.
Listen, I'm not in my own country. I've never met this person before, but I want something permanent from you.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it is. So. You were telling me a story where I was getting tattooed, and I said, save that for the podcast.
Oh, the best tattoo I've ever seen.
Yeah, the best, and you know, because I asked her, and I wanted to ask you what you said. Because you're Navy, right?
Yeah, I'm a Navy. I was in the Navy. I was in USS Florida, which is a submarine.
Okay.
So we had this yeoman that was a surface guy, and he was super cool, dude. I cannot remember his name. Even if I could, I probably wouldn't say it on here. But in the Navy, you have, on a submarine, you have very limited space to take a shower. So there's basically two faucets facing each other with enough room for you to get in there. So we're in there one morning, dude, and you got to go soap up quick and you know everything. And he spins around. And on his butt cheek, there are footprints coming out of the crack. And there's a doping dwarf with a miner's helmet on holding up a piece of corn. And to this day, dude, I was like, that is the best... That is the best tattoo. And all he said to me, so I mean, immediately, dude, I spin around and see it. I just start cracking up.
Yeah.
And he knows. He just looked at me. He's like, Singapore. I don't remember anything.
Well, and that's a, and like people might say, "Why are you looking at a guy's ass?"
Oh, I couldn't help it, dude.
Motherfuckers, I mean, everybody looks at somebody's body part when they're in the shower.
Especially with a tattoo. Like, well, I mean, dude, we were like literally from me to her.
Yeah, apart, exactly. You know, you're going to see.
And he spun at you. I was like, I couldn't help it.
Dude, well, when you see something like that,
oh,
it's so, I mean, honestly, like that's a fucking funny tattoo.
It's a really funny
tattoo. I'd be
tattoo.
Proud of that
tattoo. Heck yeah.
Yeah, I would be proud of that. Yeah. It's unique, you know what I mean? Yeah. Holding the fucking corner.
Well, that's what I told you. I can't believe I made through.
Yeah, miner's hat.
What, and dude, and if you don't remember it, I'm impressed that you thought of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In that state, I mean, that's just the that's impressive all the way around. Yeah. So, but yeah, I still think it's the funniest one.
The old nugget. That is funny. I laughed when you told me that story. I was like, I'll save that one for the party. It's good.
Yep.
So you guys are headed out, elk hunting.
We're going to go into, well, we'll probably get there tonight and then probably just camp out trucking and start hunting in the morning.
So let me ask you, are you guys staying in tents or
truck? Or? We'll pack in and we'll give Aaron a bunch of love on here. I got a Kafari pack and a Kafari shelter.
What shelter do you got?
The Sawtooth.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Well, I want her to be comfortable. Yeah. So it's big enough. If it was me by myself, I probably wouldn't. Or, you know, me and Chris alone. And then I get 0 degree slick bags. We got a lot of his stuff.
Yeah. It's the best. Yeah.
It is.
And this is when you'll notice why it's expensive.
Yep.
But when you're out there, you're going to be like, I'm glad I bought this shit. Because.
So again, I've never met him ever. I talked to Frank on the phone when I was trying to size my pack one. You know, that's the only interface I've had with that company. But I had a mystery range pack before, and it's a good pack. I put that Kafaru on, I got a Reckoning, and I was like, oh, this is like a Cadillac, dude.
Yeah,
this is
it's like, night and day difference.
Yeah, it's night and day difference.
I always try to tell people, like, you know, obviously, I'm best friends with those guys. Yeah. I'd say, man, just try it, because it speaks for itself. You know what I mean?
You know, it made me a little bit nervous because I just couldn't. I was like, man, I'd really like to try one of these on. Well, my buddy Chris has got a Reckoning too, and he's got a 44 mag. And I tried him on, but he's a little longer in the torso than me.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I don't know. You know, because I can't go down the street and try one on.
No.
You know. But then when I talked to him three or four times. They were probably getting tired of talking to me. And finally, I pulled the trigger, and, dude, I love it.
Yeah.
The thing is comfortable.
It's
the suggestion box was to make a lady's size.
One small enough for you.
Okay, there we go.
Small ones, yeah.
So, yeah, if you guys make a little tiny.
Tiny ones.
One that holds a lot of stuff, you'll have at least one customer.
Yeah. I mean, that's a problem. Like, it's hard because they make it such a tiny. You got to make a tiny frame. And she gets whole something, you know.
Well, she gets mad at me too because I mean she's little, right? So I'm like, cinch that belt up. You got to cinch to get that weight off your shoulders. You don't want to walk with that all day.
You know, I was thinking maybe even the Striker might be the best thing for the Striker XL for you, because you know it's you can put the quarters in whatever meat back straps whatever in there, and I think that would be ideal for just me thinking out loud right now is something you might be interested in. I mean, just call Frank.
Yeah.
Talk to Aaron. Shoot him a text. Tell him you were talking with me on the podcast.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out, you know.
We stopped in last. Chris and I stopped in there last year on our way home.
Okay.
And I looked around and they just, you know, without kind of seeing her and seeing her size, because she's kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, man, I don't know. You know, which is awesome. They didn't try to sell me something that wasn't
good. They could have been like, this one.
Yeah.
And then
I thought was really great. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm excited for you guys, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah.
This week is the promising week. I'm stoked for you guys because I think you guys are in the good time of actually getting into them. Yeah. You know, well, if they're there.
You know, last year was, again, it took us about 8 days
yeah.
to figure out.
So what, hopefully you cut that in half.
Yeah, we'll cut that in half, at least get a couple more shots. But, dude, it was I had a blast.
Yeah.
We saw so many. We saw moose. And we saw.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
goats and,
you know, it's cool that you have your spouse out here.
Yeah.
But just remember, dog, when it's time to, you know, have a little hanky panky in the thing, you know, thin air, dude. You ain't gonna last that long. You'd be like,
I'm out of breath. You have to wait until a couple of days till I reacclimate.
Yeah. Well, shit. Oh, well, I like, honestly, I just wanted to say thank you guys for coming on.
No problem.
Out of your way, coming out of the way here and doing this for me. I mean, I'm excited to put out the pictures for you and
thank you for
everything.
That.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Super thankful for that. I'm excited.
And like I said, if you're in the Kentucky area and you're listening to this or surrounding area, go see my girl Tina, man. Yeah. Go see her. She's
come over. We could point you to the good spots on the Bourbon Trail, dude.
Yeah, definitely know where that's at. I know that. Yeah. We were down there in Kentucky for ATA 1 year.
Yeah. Hearn's down. I mean, yeah. I don't know if he's still down there. But
no, he's here now.
Yeah. I mean, he was down there, and he was in that's a rough part, dude. Yeah. There's nothing down there.
That's what he said. He says, I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is. Old Herney, he's out there with Snyder now. Okay. But, all right, let's let him in, Cody. Let's go. Who you got?
Kevin, you're on. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? My wife wants to know where the hell her tickets for her Bahama trip are.
That's a good question. I'm telling you right now, I think they got lost in the mail.
Weren't in the box with the bow?
No, did you get it all set up, buddy?
No, I haven't. My parents brought it up to me at elk camp, and I flung a few arrows from my Alpha Max, but fuck, dude, that thing's a shooter.
Yeah, dude.
I've missed out on a whole lot of bow technology in the last 13 years.
Yeah, it's the newest and greatest, brother. It's the newest and greatest, man.
You get that 28?
He's the one that won bow, the VXR 28. And that thing is a fucking shooter, bro. I'm telling you. I'm glad you got it. I wonder, because I worry about all that stuff, you know, because I send out shirts and stuff, and they're like, I haven't got it yet, you know, or whatever. And I'm like, damn, I hope they get this motherfucker, you know, because, it is.
Yeah, with the mail anymore, you don't know.
Yeah, you never know. But right on, man. I appreciate you. I'm glad you got it. Take a picture of you shooting that baby. Post that baby. Tag me.
Yeah, once I get that thing set up, they brought it up, and I tell you, that marsupial belt is fucking sick, dude. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it's a nice belt. Yeah, I'll make sure I get you guys some of those before you leave. They're awesome. They're I like it because it's easy access on and off. You know what I mean? When I got a PP, I got to just go, right? I got to throw that out. It's nice, huh? And it's flexible.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to be ordering a few of those. I know the wife likes it. She stole it. And I definitely appreciate the easy on and off.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. That's it. Nice. Well, shit, man. I appreciate it. Like I said, take a picture of that bow when you shoot it, man.
I will definitely do that.
And yeah, I'll look in those tickets for that Bahama trip. I don't know. Maybe they'll send a rebate.
Yeah, check the tracking ID.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a pretty good elk camp. Yeah, right, to exactly. Get a bow delivered to you. Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Well, right on, brother. I appreciate you.
Dude, I appreciate that so much. Holy shit. I can't even thank you enough.
Well, that's why I do it, because I appreciate you guys listening, and you know, I'm thankful that you, out of everybody that want it, appreciate it that much. You know what I mean? Like, I've known guys that get giveaways and get prizes and they'll end up selling it, you know, and they don't really appreciate it, you know, but it is what it is. I appreciate your support on the Patreon, you know, so there you go, boss.
Yeah, that ain't getting pulled anytime soon.
And, well, good.
Give Mike a big kiss when you see him next for calling my number.
Yep, I will. I will.
I started some static with that too, dude. Because he was like, "What?
Yeah,
what?" And that one guy, he was like, "The brand new guy."
Yeah, you were actually the brand newest one at the Patreon, so that was good. Good for you.
Yeah, because I did the Patreon. I wasn't trying to win shit. It was just because, like, holy fuck, dude, you replied to my message almost instantly, and I was like, well. Definitely, he's somebody who pays attention to his fucking followers.
I think you caught me at a good time. I was probably on the John, so it's not always like that. But, everybody's listening, so hey.
Well, it's not often a good quality shit earns you $25 a month.
Well, the $25 goes a long way.
That's a good point.
Hey, well, and it goes a long ways, man. Well, I appreciate it.
She's cracking.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love that, guys, right? I love you people. All right. Later, buddy.
That's a solid point.
He does, right? This bathroom break is brought to you by Mountain Primal Fuel Sticks.
Comes to you in three delicious flavors: original, spicy, and my favorite, honey barbecue. With no antibiotics, it's gluten-free and 7 grams of protein per stick.
Guys, check them out. MountainPrimal.com. What do you got, Cole? One more.
Struggle, what's up, man?
What's up, what's up?
What up, man? Where you calling from?
Struggle, bro, Andy, struggle yeah, stick, bro, dude. This guy is a riot.
Oh, you know this is struggle stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Come on.
Well, hey, man, I see you been putting like time and a half and shit, dog. You rich.
No, you don't even know. It's cutthroat out here right now. We can't get nobody that wants to work.
That's everywhere, dude. That's America right now, dude. That's America.
I know it's America everywhere right now, but I need America to stand up and come to work with me, you know?
That's everywhere, right? That's everywhere. What up, man? What are you up to?
Man, not much. I just got off work about an hour ago and heading to my second job.
God damn, you are hustling.
Bro, see, here's my thing. Everybody wants to help with Nestor, but nobody wants to put the work in. Come on, son.
Yep, that's a fact, man. I love this guy. That's a fact, right? Fucking, you got to pay the piper, right?
Yeah, but hey, man, the piper's really piping right now, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I hear it, dude. I hear it. I was hoping Nestor would stop in there, but he hit me up. He's out guiding for an elk hunt right now, so
No, Godspeed for him. Make his money. What he has to do. But I did have a quick question.
What up?
So I just joined in. Haven't had a lot of time to, you know, catch y'all on the Bullhorn app or anything like that. But for your guests currently, where at in Kentucky you say you're at? Like around Fort Campbell?
No, we're north, man. We're probably closer to you than you think. If you go, you know where Cincinnati's at? We're about 20 minutes south of there.
Oh, so you are right across the river then?
You're right across the river from you. Yeah.
We're the very northern tip of Kentucky.
Yep. Have you been down through there?
What's that?
Have you been down through there, like down 75, down through there?
Oh, dude, I couldn't even tell you how many times.
You know where the Florence Y'all Water Tower is?
Oh yeah.
Well, she's about a mile from. She's about a mile from there.
Yeah, I just opened my shop up in Florence.
Yep.
Oh,
all right,
man.
All right, you're about to get tatted. Are you going to get my mural on your butt cheek or what?
This could be one of those pay it forward type ideas. It's the same pose, just a different face.
Yeah, there you go. Do it.
We've already hashtagged Gaethje face, so we got that going.
Have you seen
I can't do the Gaethje face. I can't do that at all. That wouldn't miss him. I
don't fucking blame you, dog. I'm looking at my leg. I can't believe I did it.
That's a hard tattoo to take.
Right. It's good. She's good, man. I'm telling you right now, my butt only puckered maybe like once or two times on my chin. So she's good. She got a good hand.
So you're very, heavy-handed, light-handed, whatever.
Light-handed. And the gun, dude, that's the quietest gun I ever heard.
So a rotary. It's a machine.
Uh-huh.
She yells at people when you call them a gun.
Oh,
yes, you do.
Is
she on a rotary or brushless?
Mine's a rotary. Yeah, it's real lightweight.
Rotary.
Quiet and lightweight.
Damn it, Cody. Don't you tell me the lingo.
Anything that's could be considered traditional?
What was that?
Like, do you specialize in or do you have experience in anything that could be considered a traditional style?
Yes. You know? So I feel like I kind of touch on everything. I do a little bit of everything. I think my favorite is black and gray. But then I love doing color pieces. I do traditional style. I'll do lettering. Like, it kind of just across the board.
She fucking just did a portrait. That's fucking real good.
She doesn't like to admit it, but she is amazing at watercolor, which probably isn't your speed, but the watercolor stuff she does is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
My youngest daughter, she's been tattooing with me for 4 years now. And that girl is going to specialize in traditional style.
She will, when she gets it together.
Yeah, she's 22 right now, so she's got other things going on right now. But and we just opened back in May, so I'm still getting her station put together, things like that. But that girl is going to rock the traditional style for sure.
That's cool.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, when you see this on the gram, you're gonna be like, "Damn, she is good because she made Justin look pretty."
wait till it heals, dude. It's gonna look even better.
I know. It's awesome. I'm excited, honestly. If I had to put that fucker on my face, on my body, it looks good. I ain't gonna lie.
If I did try on y'all's way, which I usually can, I'm in the Indianapolis area. I'm looking for something on my shin. Is that a good spot to get it, or should I go to the calf?
Nah, shin it.
No, shin, do the shin. It's
shin
awesome.
Is cool, yeah. The shin's a cool place, man. I got a big tribal piece, or not a tribal piece, but an Indian address, and it's got a gas mask on my shin, and I love it's a great it's place to have one.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because, man, I always think, like, when you're walking forward and I see art, like, tattoos on people, I'm like, fuck, that's sweet, right? Like, yeah. So I would say chin, man. And it doesn't hurt. It really doesn't hurt that bad. It doesn't. It's fucking easy peasy.
Yeah, but you can message me, and I am, like, currently I'm scheduling in February, so I'm booked out a little bit, but, you know, if you don't mind waiting for me.
She's worth the wait.
Yeah.
Worth the wait, honestly.
Which is a good thing. She's scheduling out, which is a good thing, but
yeah,
and she's busy.
I hate to see it. I cut out.
What's that?
You there?
Hey, we lost him. We lost old Snuggles, dude. He's good. Anyways, hit her up. She's booked out till February. That's good, because there ain't shit going on in February in your life right now. It's struggle stick. It's always cold there.
Gray.
Yeah, go get tatted.
That's right.
Book it up. On that note, I don't know. You got one more code?
Struggles back.
All right. Oh. Strug. You back?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I got you.
All right, yeah, my bad. I don't know what's going on. Indiana cell service. I'm about to fuck.
Yeah, we all get it. We all know your crickets out, you know?
Hey, bro, mind your business. I'm out here listening to crickets right now. How dare you disrespect
me? Yeah, man. I don't know if you heard her, but she said messenger. You're not far, man. So, and then if she gets cancellation spots quite a bit too, sure, if you're flexible, it's pretty quick.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely flexible as far as calling off for a day of work. You know?
yeah. See, yep. Talking about working and shit. Hey, like I said, so I appreciate you and. Thanks for calling in, man. Listening.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Anytime. I appreciate you and Skinny Codes.
What's up, buddy? Oh, my guy.
I believe in you. I hope you enjoy my.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
I tell Skinny he needs to start an OnlyFans, man. Hold on.
You know who needs to start our OnlyFans? Is Nestor. That boy could be getting too much penis for no reason.
I love it.
People on here talking about why wouldn't Nestor follow me back, or Nestor?
Oh, I know.
Right now, and I'm just over here like, bro, okay, like, all right. We all want to, you know, have a follow from Nestor, but like, come on, son. Like,
I know,
that's,
man.
That's the only reason I brought in the bourbon, dude. Yeah. He followed me right back. I was like, oh, well, I don't know what these guys
are. Well, you run her, you're like, ah, shit, I made it.
Yeah, I made it, dude. I'm
Oh, shit. Well, hey, listen up. You ever take a little break and you want to come down the mountains, you got a place to stay, come down and kick it with us.
No, I'll be out there next year for the best of the best shoot.
Oh, shit. Nice. Well, look, come on down. You don't even have to get a place to stay. You stay here with at the Cadillo household.
Roger that. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks for answering my questions, guys. I really appreciate that.
No problem, man.
Thank you.
Later, buddy. Well, on that note, I know you guys got to get up to camp.
Get to the mountain.
Yeah. You guys drove all this way down here, and I don't want to take any more of your time. But, I mean, honestly, this podcast is awesome. I love it. It was cool. I think that's the only way we know how to do podcasts, though.
Yeah, it was good,
It's
man.
Good. We have fun. It's good. I must say, she's probably one of the prettiest girls that we've had on the day. Yeah, you did good, man. Right.
Didn't you already say you don't have any girls listening or something?
Oh, no, we do.
They got some.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got some. Yeah, we got, like, Skinny Cody, he got some groupies, man. Skinny Cody over there. He got some groupies.
So stupid.
Well, on that note, Tina, where can they find you again?
Florence, Kentucky.
Tattoo Tina's.
Tattoo _ Tina on the gram. Tattoo Tina on Facebook.
And Danny, where can they follow you at?
I'm at KY Ducker on Instagram, and just Danny Delph on Facebook. But that's you got to be careful, because my dad's Danny too, and if you follow him, you're in for a treat.
He'll be your friend though.
He's good, huh? Yeah, he's good stuff. Good.
Well, right on, man. I appreciate you, and we'll take some photos here, and then we'll get out of here and get out, and you guys get to elk camp.
Sounds good.
Keep me posted about how it's going.
Yeah, this was awesome, man. Thanks for having us on.
I appreciate you. On that note, I got to thank everybody here, y'all, from listening on the Bullhorn app live. I'm telling you guys, it's only going to get better and better and better with that app. Marsupial Gear, Can't thank you guys enough for giving us all the stuff to give out to our listeners. Cryptek, Battlefield the Backcountry. You type in Gladiator and you get to save that money on your checkout. Leupold Optics. You get to see in the future with them. What optics are you running?
I got right now. I have Vortex.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I got the little the nicer ones.
Yeah, the HDs. Yeah, that's what Cody rocks. Yeah, they're nice. They're good. It's what I used to like rock. They're bomb. Viking Armament, man, I'm trying to shoot a bear with that gun this year still. But after that, in October, I get to go shoot an antelope with that baby. So I'm excited with that. The 300 PRC Mountain Primal. Oh yeah, I'm out of my meat sticks. We need to reorder, re-up. It is Unleash 15, and you guys get to hop on that bandwagon and order your own and save 15% off all Mountain Primal products. Cafaro, well, you already know it's Gear for Life. They're my peeps. And Tito Knives, Cody, what's the slogan?
Ultra light, ultra sharp, ultra fly.
Yeah, that's right. And with that being said, you type in the word GU15 and you can get your own backcountry roll. Crispy Boots. I know my man over here is rocking those Crispy Boots. Oh, yeah. They're the best. Tina rocking the Crispy Boots. Yep. We love the Crispies. The Bullhorn app. Can't say enough about them. Photo Labs. My peep over there does all my graphics. Got new shirts coming out. GU Army. Oh, they are sexy. Thank you to him. Kill Cliff. That's the shit that keeps this fucking podcast rocking still. Type in GU15. Get your case at a lower rate than everybody else. Echo. Or do I say Echo? ECO. ECO. Nester. Ginger bastard. That ginger bastard. Now, he'd be slaying some animals. Check him out if he allows you to be his friend on IG. Archer Sign and Design. Holy shit. I got to say thank you, Archer, for coming out with me, elk hunting, calling. We're close, but not there yet. Last but not least, I got to say, Reaper Ridge Farms, they brought us the stick. Okay, the only good shit that we be puff passing up in here. And check him out on the IG, Reaper Ridge Farms. My boy Travis, he's out in the woods right now. God, I hope he gets one. All the way from Maine.
Oh, that's awesome.
Damn, I hope he gets one. Dude. I hope he gets one. So, on that note, we out. Damn, Cody, what kind of hoodie is that you be wearing?
Not a hoodie, man. It's the new Sonora hooded shirt. Perfect for mild to hot conditions. And let me tell you, when I wear my solids, I am always hot.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but that shit does make you look hard. It's dope. I mean, looks lightweight and everything.
Lightweight, moisture-wicking material. And smell me, bro. Antimicrobial fabric. I haven't showered in 3 weeks.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, is that new Cryptek cooling technology, too?
UPF 50 rating, man. Keeps you cool out in the sun all day long.
Okay. So tell me, how do I get my own?
Jump on Cryptek.com, type in that code GLADIATORS, all capital letters, and save that money.